Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts Community of Christ offers for today's world.
Hello, and welcome to the Project Zion podcast. I'm your host, Carla Long, and today you're listening to What's Brewing, where we talk about, you know, important stuff that's happening around the church that you might want to be aware of. And today I'm with a very dear friend, Apostle Janae Grover. Janae, hello, welcome.
Hello, Carla. It's great to be with you.
It's so good to be with you. Janae, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about what your job is, about what sections you're over in the church, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so I serve with both a field and a function assignment. My field assignment is the Central USA Mission Center, which includes 6 mission centers in Missouri, Kansas, and Tennessee primarily, but also dip into a few other states as well. And I also serve as Director of Formation Ministries for the church.
And what does that mean exactly?
So that's a good question. And I kind of laugh about the fact that everything we do in the life of the church is forming us as disciples and as communities. And so in that respect, a lot of things fall under formation ministries. But we primarily focus on areas of spiritual formation, disciple formation through learning curriculum, resources, things like that, and worship resources. So those are the primary things that we focus on. And one of those aspects is kind of how we are forming as a body, as a church, particularly in interconference periods, and kind of where those focuses are based on activities that come out of World Conference and where the Spirit is leading the church. And so a lot of those things find themselves in the focus of reunion resources or other key things. And so that all kind of falls under formation ministries.
So listeners, if you've ever used worship resources from Community of Christ, we have a big thank you to Janae because she is in charge of all of that. She doesn't write them all, I don't think, but she is in charge of all that. So I know that we use the worship resources all the time in Salt Lake City to give us direction and to help inspire us in what we're doing in the services. And it's really important to us. I think it's one of the most important touch points that headquarters has with everyone in the field all the time, every single Sunday. You know, people are looking at those things, and that's pretty important stuff.
Yeah. And I need to say that while I may serve as the leader of a team, I have an amazing team of ministers and specialists that work with that. So, and a whole team of volunteer writers and creators of experiences. So
that's pretty awesome. Janae, I'm really glad to hear that. That makes me feel happy that you're in charge of that. And that, you know, we've had such really great resources come out. And one of those resources that we're going to talk about on this podcast is the reunion resource, which is always super important to me. Like some of my most, well, I'm going to use your word, formational times growing up has been done at church camps and at reunions. And I always told my parents, if I ever get married, which at that point I never thought I would, I want to get married at the campgrounds because that's where I feel God the most. And mom and dad are like, okay, Carla. But I mean, those moments in my life are so meaningful. So we're going to talk about that reunion resource now. And because I think it might be a little bit confusing for people, like how to work all of the stuff since they haven't been there for 2 years. So I guess my first question is, what is the theme and what are we talking about at reunion this year?
That's a great question. And you're right, because of the circumstances of the pandemic, we find ourselves in kind of a unique space, and it has been a little bit confusing for people because of the unique nature of where we find ourselves. So in some jurisdictions, there have been actual in-person reunion experiences and online experiences. In some places, there have been no reunion experiences. for various reasons. And there are a couple of places in my field that even before the pandemic, there were circumstances related to the campgrounds. And so it's been a number of years since people were able to gather. And as you said, the camping program in the broad scheme is such an important part of formation in the life of the church. So one of the things in this particular time, as we are thinking about how we come together and where we focus, one of the things that is really important to consider is at the heart of camping experiences and especially reunion experiences is what it means to be community. And especially as we are coming out of pandemic circumstances and people haven't had the opportunity to gather, it's really being attentive to the spiritual condition and needs of the body, as well as a focus of content and dialogue and how that shapes the community. So all of that is just to provide kind of this broad consideration as directors, as field leaders are working and planning reunion experiences, to consider all of that as they make plans for these events and opportunities. With that being said, there has been an intentional direction with the content that has been developed that was intended for use in 2020 and for use in 2021. And this is all coming out of World Conference 2019. So the guiding question, are we moving toward Jesus, the peaceful one, provided a space for both exploring what it means to understand and know Jesus as the peaceful one and what it means to move toward and with and follow and serve Jesus as the peaceful one, and then how that informs conversations around nonviolence in response to World Conference Resolution 1319. So in 2020, we developed reunion resources with the theme Living Jesus, Living Peace. It was really focused on understanding Jesus as the peaceful one. And then the reunion resources developed for 2021 were under the theme of Let Peace Dwell Here, and focused on five different lenses for considering the topic of nonviolence. As we were thinking about experiences for 2022, it was really a recognition that even if groups have had experiences over the past 2 years, a lot of times the online experiences were limited in time with content. And so rather than developing new content, we really wanted to provide space for the use of all of the resources that had been created to help us journey through these conversations and this process in preparation for World Conference 2023. So we do not have a designated theme for 2022, which I realize is anxiety producing for some directors. But what we have done is if you go into to the Herald House website and under Church Life, Camps and Reunions, Reunion 22 is the first item that is there, or you can search Reunion 2022 resources. And it will provide all of the resources from 2020 and 2021, as well as some guidance on how to develop themes. So in a jurisdiction where, or in a place where perhaps they have used both of the themes, it is recommended that maybe you use the theme toward the peaceful one, and then draw from a combination of the resources that maybe weren't touched on or used in a particular year. So you can either use all the themes from 2020, or you can use all the themes from 2021 if those haven't been used, or like I said, you can use toward the peaceful one and draw from the different themes.
Wow, I'm not sure I knew all that.
That was a lot, I realize.
That's very, very helpful. Because I've only just recently downloaded, I'm directing Reunion here in Utah, and I only just recently downloaded it. I didn't download all of them. So that's really exciting to hear. So in a way, you can kind of pick and choose what you like from 2020 and 2021 and see what works best for your people. If they've already had some things and not other things, you just do a pick and choose. Is that right?
Yeah. So just for an example, you know, as I'm thinking about mission centers in my field, everybody's approaching it a little bit differently based on kind of what their experiences have been. And so I'm guest minister at a couple of places, and we're just kind of tailoring it to what is available, what has been used, and what we want to draw on. And some are going with the resources from last year or the year before based on if they did not have that experience. So there's options. One of the things also with the Toward the Peaceful One, I also wanted to make people aware of the Toward the Peaceful One series that was part of the Herald that had a multimedia series, and that is also connected to the Reunion 2022 resources. And you can get to those articles from seaofchrist.org from the main webpage, or you can connect to it through the Herald House resources site. But those are also additional elements of content that can be used if the resources have been used the previous 2 years. So it's additional content to add.
So what you're telling me is that we have way too many resources. And not way too many. I don't mean that. What I mean is we have a lot of resources, and like, I love that you can kind of tailor it to your people and tailor it to what they've already heard. And maybe as a director, maybe you think, well, you know, like we want to talk more about this nonviolence thing, so let's go in that direction. Or maybe other people have like already talked it to death and they want to go in this direction. I really love that you're giving the directors some freedom in order to decide what our people need. That's really cool.
Yeah. And there's also, in the USA context, there is also the sessions on conversations on nonviolence that we are facilitating on Zoom. Those recordings are available, as well as additional resources, videos, things like that, that can also enhance or be used in addition to the resources that were originally produced. So there's a lot of additional content that can be incorporated.
Yeah, I've been a part of the nonviolence conversations that have been happening recently, and I just really enjoyed them. It's so good to have like a background and so that you can kind of continue to think about those kinds of things. It's really good. So yeah. Maybe you mentioned this, but I noticed in there that there's a reunion supplement. It does. And have you already talked about, I don't think you did, but can you tell me a little bit more about what that supplement is?
Yeah. So the supplement material is just with the adult text. And so that is available. And that's also what we are drawing from with the USA conversations on nonviolence. So that's all part of the supplement with the adult text. And then there's a supplement for sharing services and worship resources. And so that is just an additional piece if people have used those resources that just kind of helps build on that. So those are the supplements. We do not have supplements with the children and youth resources, unfortunately. But one of the things that I have found is a lot of times that those are not the resources that were used as much in the online forum. So this is an opportunity to go back and use those children and youth resources.
I found that to be true too. You know, I realized that our kids were Zoomed out after being on Zoom for a whole school year. So we did some things on Zoom with them, but it wasn't like learning. It was like super duper fun things to try. Right. And make it fun.
Which was really appropriate. And that is so true. The kids were really Zoomed out. So so it wasn't any kind of neglect of content, but really being attentive to what was most engaging for the kids. So we're just recognizing that as well.
So I don't know if you have an answer to this question or not. I don't know how, I mean, you probably know the material super well, but what is there to like look forward to in the material? Do you think there's going to be like really great discussion questions and engaging conversations, or is it going to be like a lot of learning happening, like from teaching to students? What do you think, what's there to look forward to?
Wow, that is a really good question and a hard question to answer. So as a teacher, so I have a background as a teacher, and So what I think about, there's obviously real intention in developing content, but it's also really important to be intentional about how the experience is shaped for whatever the group is. So I think that for me, in a reunion experience, what I look forward to is the experience that we have in whatever is the group that gathers. So it may be that it's the aha learning in terms of the content. And I think that the content is really excellent. So there's lots of good content in terms of learning or just, you know, broadening our perceptual field about a topic. It may not be that it's new information, but helping to broaden perspectives. But I think it's also how we are in community. So I think that is a really important thing about how we engage in conversations, how we gather to worship and to be formed under the umbrella of these important topics or themes, but also the experience of the group gathered. So that's kind of a really general answer to a question that's kind of hard to answer. But I think that that is just really encouraging to be intentional about the group that gathers and how that experience is shaped around all that is available to help shape the experience and shape the community.
That was an excellent answer, Janae, just so you know, because I completely agree. I have a background in education as well. And, you know, I remember I had to teach the same stuff to four different classes, and I had to do it in four different ways because all of those classes were very, very different people, filled with very different people. You know, when we were having our first reunion meeting to discuss our reunion here in Utah, you know, like we were so serious about making sure that people had time just to be together. And we didn't want to be like overly scheduled, like for the first day and a half, because we just wanted to make sure people knew that that they could just be together and chat together. And like everyone else, there's people that I haven't seen in more than 2 years that I'm really looking forward to seeing at reunion and looking forward to being in their presence. Cause there's a big difference between being in present, their actual presence, and being on Zoom with them.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't know if other reunions are doing that and leaving intentional time so we can be together, but that's how we decided that we wanted to run our first couple of days. So I do love that it's up to us how we want to do it and stuff that we want to choose. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And it's also, as you know, you can ask the same question to even a similar kind of group that maybe is a little, you know, even if it's the same group that gathers and you ask the same question, you're going to have different dialogue because you bring just different context too. So sometimes we get into this feeling that, oh, we've used this, we're done with this. And we're trying to avoid that and just to be open how that we continue to build on these important conversations and topics. So that's also important. It's always going to look different in a different way of gathering in a different setting. So
and I love that we're talking about nonviolence because yeah. There's part of me that says, I get it. You know, like I don't need to learn about it anymore, but that's not true. There's plenty for me to learn. And if we're going to talk about it at World Conference 2023, which we are, then I want to be as well informed as I possibly can so that I can walk into that space, willing to be open, but also saying things that I have learned about and being open to what the Spirit is telling me as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, and for me, I know even, even in terms of kind of the journey that I've been on and kind of the development part of shaping resources and experiences and things like that, I recognize how my perspective has been shaped, how it has changed, how it has broadened in this experience. And so all of these aspects are part of forming and hopefully opening us to new awareness, to new thoughts, new perspectives. And that's really important. So,
well, I mean, not to get too into the nitty gritty, but you know, like I thought that I was pretty much a pro nonviolence person. And then a big bully kind of invaded a country that I love. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to stop this in any way possible. And so like it brought up a lot of things for me that I didn't realize was there, you know? So there's just a lot of things to think about when it comes to nonviolence.
Yeah. And another thing that has been really, I shared this in another podcast with Robin, but as we have been shaping these experiences of conversations across fields, one of the goals was to be able to share perspectives from other countries, you know, on a broader global perspective, so that we're not just hearing different perspectives in our own national or multinational context, but from others. But even that, we realized that it's not safe for somebody to record a perspective about circumstances of violence in other countries. And then, like you said, a war breaks out, a country is invaded, and then suddenly the conversation is very different. And so just recognizing that we don't even have safe space to share all perspectives was a real aha for me in this whole journey. So all of that is part of it and continues to shape our dialogue. So it's really, there are always new awarenesses in as we prepare.
Well, I'm looking forward to some very rich discussions and conversations at reunion this year when we talk about nonviolence and when we actually bring it to the surface rather than something that we think we might understand and we can just sweep under the rug because we're done with it, to a place where maybe there's a lot more understanding to get to. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, Janae, gosh, you've done such an excellent job of explaining. I don't know how many more questions I have. Is there something else about reunion that we should talk about for people to know or before we jump off the podcast?
I mentioned this initially, but just that reminder of going back to why reunions came about in the first place. And that was because in the life of the church, the concern from church leaders was for the spiritual condition of the body. And when we went from two general conferences to one per year, that's when reunions were instituted as a way of nurturing the spiritual condition of the body. And so at the heart of all of it is not just what the content, what the theme is, but how these experiences are so critical in nurturing the spiritual life and condition of the body for building and creating and being Christ-centered communities. All of those things that we all love so much about reunion are really, really critical in the life of the church. And so there's lots of great content to help shape the experience of how we learn and grow together, but also just upholding that importance of why we gather in these experiences.
I really love that you said that because there are times as a director that I forget about the spiritual needs of the body and the spiritual reasons that we do this. You know, like I'm so like focused on having everybody in place to do all their jobs and to make sure that everything happens in the way I want it to happen, that I forget that inviting in that Holy Spirit and making sure the Holy Spirit is with us. And that if that is the most important part of it is important. That's an important reminder for me. So thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget what Andrew Bolton once said about reunion, that, you know how reunions used to be from Saturday to Saturday. Ours isn't this year, but you know, it used to be like 8 full days. Yeah. And Andrew once said, it's not till Thursday that people start getting real. Because people are tired and people are ready to sleep in their own beds. And then that's when reunion really starts, is that Thursday when you jump into it and get there and like you can start being your real self, authentic self. And I think about that all the time.
Yeah, that is so true. There is something about the experience, any camp experience, it builds throughout the experience. So
it definitely does. He's not wrong about it. Yeah. And so like, I'm always looking for ways to get to that authentic self sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Janae, thank you so much for being on the podcast. You have explained a lot for me and really helped me out as a director. So if this doesn't help anyone else, but I think it will, if this doesn't help anyone else, please know that you've certainly helped me.
Well, that is good to know, Carla. And I will also extend the invitation to anyone listening that don't hesitate to email me, that we're happy to support, you know, even if it's navigating the websites or just, sharing ideas about Focus for Reunion. So don't hesitate.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use. And while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.